You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? I want you to note that the serpent was more subtle than any field of the beast and said to the woman. Did you think that the woman thought it was the devil speaking? The devil selected the most crafty of the animals that God had created. So Satan is always looking for the gift that God had already put in a man and use it for his own purpose rather than allow that gift to be used for God. Satan doesn't create anything. It is beautiful girls that are being recruited into pornography. Why is it that he doesn't just recruit anyhow girls? The beauty is already there. God gave them that beauty. But Satan will recruit it and use it wrongly. Have you seen thieves before? That a small window that in your mind, nobody could ever come into the house straight. And that person will have a cunning way to enter through that window to steal. That person is crafty. That person is intelligent. But Satan has hijacked it and is using it for his purpose. Everything that Satan is doing on earth today is being funded by people who are wealthy. Yes, all the LGBTQ, all of those pro-choice, all of those things. Do you know the kind of money they pump into it? It's rich people that are funding it. Those people, Satan had to carefully select them. So he's taking advantage of the giftings, the provisions that God has made in people's life. He will corner it so that they don't use it for God. The gold that the children of Israel took from Egypt, before they could use it to build the tabernacle, they had already used it to build an idol. Aaron had used it to build an idol for them. The same gold they were to use to build tabernacle. So Satan looks at people and he will look at the giftings of God in their life and he will want to turn it for his own glory. So if he sees that this person is gifted to singing, he will lure you with the love of money, the love of fame, the love of the world. He will lure you to come and use it for his own kingdom. So it is not the gift of Satan that people are using. It is the gift of God. So when you look at the serpent, he was more subtle than any beast of the field. The devil couldn't use the dog. The devil couldn't use the cow. It was the serpent. And he just said, and the serpent said to the woman. So it's like a normal animal you've always seen around that was harmless. And it was God who created that animal. So how could you have suspected that there's anything wrong? It was her husband who gave name to that serpent. They didn't know it was Adam that said, you shall be called serpent. Something that Adam named. So please, when they say deception, because we are reading it now, you may not appreciate the level of deceit and deception that was in that temptation. It was her husband who gave name to that animal. That animal had always been with them. There was no problem. They probably have been interacting. But when the devil studied all the animals, he said, this is the one I want to use. And that is what has been happening. That's why, you see, Satan is careful in picking people to do different things for him. Whatever gift, blessing, or resources God has placed in your hand, the devil will fight tooth and nail so that you will use it for his kingdom. You know, one of the wastage in the body of Christ today is that the resources that God had given us to use for soul winning, to use for discipleship, we have now wasted it on men who are covetous, who are just looking for money, who just want to become wealthy. So the real people doing real missionary work, the real people doing ministry work, they don't have that fund. The fund, they are with people that just want to steal. But we thank God that God is faithful. He will always fund his work. I'm just saying that, see, Satan will hijack the grace of God, the giftings of God, the resources of God. A man that ought to be a preacher, he will become an activist. You will be hailing him that is an activist because you can't see what he could have become if he had been yielded to God. You are just seeing his natural giftings. You have not seen what divine enablement could have produced in him. So Satan is looking. That's why don't allow Satan to corner any grace in your life, any gift, any resource, any blessings that God in his mercy has put in your life. Use it for God and for his glory and for his kingdom alone. Don't let Satan steal it. Don't allow Satan to steal your children. He will look, you think, well, sometimes in the family, you just see a child that will be given to either drugs, alcohol, or something like that. go and check very carefully. There was something that the devil saw in that child. This one is the one that is good for this. Let's destroy this one with drugs. Let's destroy this one with alcohol. I told somebody one day, I said, in your family, there's one young man. I said, that young man is the one that carries the calling of the Lord to declare the word of God. But do you know, is the same young one that is struggling with drugs, struggling with all kinds of things, that everybody think in the family that he's the black sheep of the family. The devil is always looking for the cunning ones. Look at some of the tricks you see on the pulpit today. Some of the lies, some of the deception in the world today. Some of the evil that are being perpetrated. Have you seen how the terrorists are so innovative? And they will be evading even government forces. They will come up with all manner of innovations for evil, just to do evil. They will come up with all manners of innovations. Look at all the programs today that they are doing. Look at the apps today. We don't have Christian apps today where we can begin to have live program and do all our activities. But yet, we have all manner of apps where young women are selling their nudity. It is young men that are building it. 18, 19, 20. They are building app, putting it on Play Store, on Apple Store to sell nudity of young girls also. You see, the intelligence is there. They are then using it for Satan. Every human brain, God gave it. But Satan wants to hijack whatever God has given. He wants to hijack it. The doctors that refuses to commit abortion, it's not that they don't have the knowledge. They chose not to. But Satan will recruit doctors that will be committing abortion, helping people to commit abortion because they have that knowledge. He can't recruit a pilot to come and be committing abortion. He will recruit a doctor. He will recruit a nurse who has that knowledge. So I pray that, you see, the grace that God had given to us to know Jesus, to love him, to live for him, and to serve him, we will never use it for the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. Please, if you have been using the grace of God for anything other than the kingdom of God, repent today. Don't allow Satan to cheat you. Don't allow Satan to find you as a tool for destruction. I pray that you will receive wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.